Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
DeSantis campaign kickoff.
This rollout is about making a political statement.
Uvalde marks 1 year.
It's a roller coaster of emotions. Sad, angry, frustrated.
Deadly standoff.
We do have one suspect in custody.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Republican presidential field widens as today a man considered a top contender to former President Trump goes online to get in the race. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Get ready.
After months of anticipation, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to announce he's running for president on Twitter tonight, choosing to take advantage of Elon Musk and his 140 million followers.
It'll be the first time that something like this is happening on social media. And with real-time questions and answers.
DeSantis' allies say he'll play up his combative politics alongside the tech billionaire, casting himself as a fellow culture warrior on a platform his biggest rival embraced as president.
Now to Uvalde, Texas. 1 year ago today, the unthinkable happened. The mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 children and two adults dead. The pain compounded by the outrage over a delayed police response.
The victims' families and survivors of the school shooting will have to relive the worst day of their lives.
It's going to be overwhelming. Very sad. We are going to have deja vu.
Berlinda Areola lost her 10-year-old granddaughter, Emery Jo Garza. Mercedes Salas taught fourth grade at Robb Elementary in a classroom across the hallway from the massacre.
Every day I wake up thinking of them. I pray for them.
Manuel Rizzo lost a niece. He spent Tuesday at the state capitol fighting for gun reform.
Our justice is to make changes at all levels to prevent another Uvalde.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Uvalde, Texas.
In Nash, Texas, near the Arkansas border, a teen suspect is in custody after an armed standoff in a home.
We do have a confirmed homicide. Four victims. Everyone appears to be related, including the suspect.
Police Chief Kelly Dial says it all began when police tried to execute a search warrant at the house. South Carolina's Republican governor has vowed to sign a newly passed bill that would ban most abortions after around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Majority Leader Shane Massey guided it through the state Senate.
There's going to be a court challenge. I was involved in this, trying very hard to put language in this legislation that responds to the justice's concerns.
Katrina Sheely was one of three Republican women in the Senate to oppose the measure.
We can hope that our Supreme Court hasn't turned so male that they just say that it's okay for 6 weeks.
She has endorsed a 12-week ban. The Republican-controlled Texas State House has failed to advance a bill that would have required public schools to display the Ten Commandments in every classroom. Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest on what's been going on in Russia just over the border with Ukraine.
The daring cross-border raids into Belgorod are the most ambitious attacks inside Russia to date. First, guns were fired, said this Russian eyewitness, then mortars, then the sound of machine guns. The Kremlin said artillery and drones were also used. The group claiming responsibility, the Free Russia Legion, are pro-Ukrainian Russian defectors and volunteers who joined forces with another anti-Kremlin group. Moscow says destroyed armor personnel carriers and American-made Humvees were found at the site of the attack. But the State Department's Matthew Miller said he was skeptical of the veracity of reports U.S. supplied weapons were used in the assault.
We do not encourage or enable strikes inside of Russia.
Ukraine was also quick to distance itself, saying the units acted independently.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A Texas man who tried to break into the Speaker's lobby during the Capitol attack has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Christopher Greider tried to shut off power to the building. And as CBS's Scott McFarland tells us, another key insurrection figure learns his fate today.
Richard Barnett is among the highest profile of the U.S. Capitol riot defendants, famously photographed with his feet on a desk in Nancy Pelosi's office suite and convicted by a jury here in D.C. of being at the forefront of the mob on January 6th. Prosecutors will seek a 7-year prison sentence. Barnett is going to ask for a sentence that lasts just months.
In Montana, officials at Glacier National Park say a 28-year-old woman died after she fell into a creek and was swept into a gorge. Bystanders were able to get to her, but couldn't revive her. There's word Richard Branson's rocket company, Virgin Orbit, has shut down months after a major mission failure. Weeks ago, the company filed for bankruptcy. We've known this was coming for months. Streaming on one major service could get more expensive.
Netflix says if you have an account, check your inbox. It's going to be sending an email to U.S. subscribers who share passwords with people not under the same roof. The notice will come with a warning, quote, your Netflix account is for you and the people you live with. Netflix will likely use a person's geographic location as determined by an IP address of any internet-connected device to determine which people count as household members who live together.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. The store chain Target is reportedly removing some LGBTQ merchandise from its stores and moving other items out of plain sight. Some workers have had violent confrontations with customers over the displays. It was one of the memorable moments at the Biden inauguration.
Even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped that...
Amanda Gorman, reciting her poem, The Hill We Climb, now an elementary school in Miami, has removed it from circulation after a parent complained that it contains hate messages. On Twitter, the 25-year-old Gorman says she's gutted by that decision. She says censored books are often authored by people who have struggled for generations to get on bookshelves. We've heard a lot from Paul Simon over the years.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
But now the legendary singer-songwriter tells a British newspaper he's lost most of the hearing in his left ear. It happened while recording his new album, which came out this month. The 81-year-old Simon says it likely means his live performance days are over.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Time to raise a glass to a new study on champagne.
Researchers at Brown University confirm champagne bubbles are like no others. They say the crisp, delicious taste they lend the libation is all about fluid mechanics and the path bubbles take to reach the top of the glass. In beverages like champagne and Prosecco, they rise in a single file for a lengthy duration. Compare that to beer bubbles that tend to sway to the side and cluster in a way that isn't stable. In the end, champagne's bubble chain provides that smooth rise to the top that yields perfection. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A new European study of 71,000 animal species warns nearly half are sliding toward extinction, some at rates that experts say are alarming. Just 3% of species are increasing. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.